Welcome to the Weight Loss Navigation Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Gaither, and this is the podcast for those who want to reach their weight loss goals once and for all without feeling frustrated, guilty, or confused. Together, we find what tools work best for you personally and also what will help you feel happy, upbeat, motivated, and in control. Subscribe now and let's help get you to your goal, but also to help you enjoy the journey starting now. Hey there. So today I want to talk a little bit about habits. First of all, what is a habit? A habit is nothing more than a learned behavior that your body, your mind, your brain has developed after noticing that every time this one trigger happens, it leads to a sequence of events. And it starts to recognize those sequence of events as a pattern. And now it knows, okay, whenever this trigger happens, I'm going to then follow through with this set group of actions. So there's times when we can develop good habits when we think really hard about, okay, I want to drink more water. So therefore, I'm going to set my water bottle on the counter every single morning. And then every time I walk through the kitchen and I see it, I'm going to drink some more. I'm going to fill it back up. I'm going to drink some more. I'm going to fill it back up. And it gets to where your brain starts to recognize, I see that water bottle, I drink, I fill it up. And you develop a habit purposefully. At the same time, there's bad habits that can develop just completely unconsciously. We might not even recognize that they're happening, but if we can start to break the pattern, starting with the trigger, and get ourselves to stop that progress of that habit that might be getting us off track, you can make life a lot easier for yourself. So I definitely this week want you to stop and think through your day. Every time you go to do something, especially if it's something that you recognize first and foremost, right off the bat, is something that is contributing poorly to your health and wellness goals. If it's something like snacking or maybe not drinking enough water, or maybe it's something along the lines of just not getting enough movement, see if you can recognize any patterns that have developed around that grouping of habits. Has there been something along the lines of, hey, you come in from work, you kick off your shoes, you put on your slippers, and then you're never motivated enough to go get your tennis shoes on and go for a walk? What if you broke that one habit, that one simple habit of coming in, kicking off your shoes and sticking on your slippers, and instead went ahead and stuck on your tennis shoes right then and there? And then you're walking around the house doing the same exact pattern, the same exact routine, putting away your stuff, getting ready for dinner. But at any given moment, you can now get up and walk out the door and take a quick walk. And you don't have that extra barrier in front of you of, yeah, okay, but I got to track down my shoes. I'll do it in a minute. I'll do it in a minute. Remember, it can be some of the teeniest, tiniest little things that get us off track a lot of the times. Something as tiny and simple as not feeling like going and getting your shoes or just pushing it off to the next minute can be something that can make a huge impact, a giant difference. Also, you know, when you work outside of the house and say, for example, you want to go to the gym, same thing. Don't let yourself come all the way home. The likelihood of getting back in the car and going back out to the gym is slim to none. Don't set yourself up for that failure. Don't set yourself up to come home and get off track. Just put your gym clothes, your workout clothes in the car, change before you leave work, stop on your way home, get into that autopilot habit of driving straight to the gym, straight to the gym. Think through your day. What are some other areas that are currently bad habits that you never intended to create that are getting you off track or even just not supporting you in the sense that it's just wasted open time? Maybe you have a habit of sitting and watching television for a few hours after you get home from work. And instead, maybe you can just watch that show while you're walking on the treadmill. Maybe you can watch it on your phone. Think of some things that are opportunities where you can still mimic the habit. Like in that situation, you still get the excitement of looking forward to watching that favorite show. You can watch the next episode. You're not losing the stimulus of the input of that show. You're not losing the satisfaction you get out of watching the next episode, but you're just tweaking the habit a tiny little bit so that now you're watching it from the treadmill and you're getting that extra steps. You're getting that extra exercise. You're just shifting those habits a tiny bit. Remember, we do not want to shift your habits too far. We're not trying to set you up for failure. We're not trying to go so far outside your norm that it's not going to stick. We just want teeny tiny shifts that are actually part of your routine that we can just kind of manipulate, a slight little shift, just a tiny little element shifted here, shifted there, that's going to push you in the right direction. Remember, a ship turned by 1 degree is going to end up in an entirely different place. But if you flip it around in circles, it's not really going to do you any good whatsoever. So today, think through the habits that you've developed. Think through any that are leaving you open opportunities for time, or any ways that you can just slightly vary a little bit of what you're already doing to just be a little bit more supportive of your goals. Also think along the lines of other habits that you've developed. Remember, we're just like Pavlov's dog. We hear the bell, we want to eat. So is there something in your day that right now is triggering you to want to snack, that is triggering you to want to eat even when you're not that hungry? Any of those little teeny tiny things that you can A, recognize, and B, break or change or modify or edit, you can save yourself hundreds of calories, lots of time and effort and energy trying to undo any progress that is lost whenever these little tiny unconscious situations push you in the wrong direction. Let's slowly shift you in the right direction, get the wind in your sails going towards that goal that you want to go towards, rather than letting these little tiny things you haven't even thought much about in the past push you in the wrong direction and get you off track. So I wish you luck today, and I would love to hear more about any habits that you're recognizing that you maybe didn't notice, or any opportunities that you recognize that you are ready to take advantage of. Share with us in the group, and maybe some other people will have some similar experiences and you can help them as well. Thanks.
If you liked this episode and dig my style, I invite you to check out our website, motivationdepot.net. Here you'll find exciting new motivational courses, resources, tools, printables, and awesome products. Also, you can find out about how you can work with me as your coach. Finally, don't forget to join us in our free weight loss motivation Facebook group. I look forward to seeing you there.